A lot of people also think because you get a refund that that's the best time of the year. Real money does not get refund.
Really? Real money. What do you mean
real money? So let me tell you something.
Okay.
If you're looking at the Rockefellers, mm-hmm. you're looking at Bill Gates, you're looking at Trump. Mm-hmm. A lot of people was mad at Trump recently because he had a bomb CPA who was getting him all credits and deductions, and he was really literally playing little to nothing as a multimillionaire. You can't be mad at that.
No, facts.
Once you pay out taxes, that's how you know you hit a different tax bracket.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray, where we talk about the gray areas of business because it's never just black and white. I got a heavy hitter in the building, Bria Harris. How you doing, queen?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very appreciative.
Yes, of course. It's been a minute. Woo, last year?
Yes. Been about, let's see, October. Yeah, like 3 months almost.
At the collaborative events, right? That's
yes,
what it was?
Yes, collaborative events.
Okay,
correct.
Okay. I see you doing your thizzle. How your new year been treating you so far?
New year has been amazing so far. Tax season has arrived. Cha-ching. So we are already busy. So good.
Okay. You got your New Year's resolutions and everything planned out?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I do a vision board every year. And I actually hang it up in my house. I hang it up next to my wall. So when I wake up in the morning, I actually see my goals. Okay. And know what my goals are for that next set year or 2 years or 10 years or, you know.
Okay.
So it kind of remind me of where I'm going.
Yes. Got to put the vision out there.
Yes.
Right.
See it to believe it. And also speaking it to manifestation too.
Exactly.
I'm a big believer on that as well.
Facts. Let's clap it up for that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a little clap, you know. So before we get any further, who is Bria Harris?
Bria Harris is the owner and CEO of Empress Tax Service. Okay, a lot of people may hear Empress Tax Service and think that we're just a tax service, but I'm also a certified public accountant, graduated in the class of 2015 with my bachelor's, okay?
Okay.
With honors, 3.87 GPA.
What?
Okay.
All right.
So that's who Bria Harris is.
Okay. Where you from originally?
Okay, I'm originally from Jamaica. My family is Jamaican background.
Boop, boop.
I was actually born here in the States.
Okay.
I was raised in Cincinnati and moved to Florida. So.
Okay. All right. So you got the Yardie upbringing with a little bit of Yankee type team.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But Broward County, Fort Lauderdale is where I rep.
All right.
That's where I grew up at and those things of that nature. So here we go.
So you said you're a CPA.
Correct.
Right. Do you have to be a CPA to do taxes?
No. You do not have to be a CPA to do taxes. Actually, my tax professionals who work underneath me only have a PTIN, okay? A PTIN that's registered and linked to my EFIN so they can actually file their own tax returns with their own clients underneath a supervision. So you do not have to be a CPA to do taxes.
Okay.
You just have to have a PTIN under supervision, or you can go apply for your own EFIN, do the background check with the fingerprints, go through the whole process with the IRS to open up your own tax firm.
Okay.
So you do not actually have to be a CPA to practice taxes, no.
Okay. So how did you get started in the game? Did you have a regular 9-to-5? Did you just get out of college and head straight to the taxes? What's up?
No, actually, I learned how to do taxes before I had my own PTIN and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it the illegal way.
Illegal way? Really?
I didn't have my own software, so I used to charge people to do it on like a self thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not really illegal, it was legal, but I just
like a TurboTax.
Right.
Okay.
So you used to come
okay, to me. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I practiced doing that.
Oh.
And I used to be under somebody who was a big heavy hitter, like myself, Big Up India Cook. She actually helped me a lot. Her and Nikki, big up them too. And her tax firm is actually a $1 million tax firm. So she actually motivated me a lot to get into this game.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to do something more with it besides taxes. I wanted to do something that was going to keep money all year round. So I decided to go to school for accounting and finance and minor in business. So that's how I ended up getting into finances and accounting.
Okay. That girl went and got her degree.
Yes.
All right.
I did.
Okay. We like that. So do you think success is a choice?
Success is a... Yes. Let me tell you the reason why I think it's a choice.
Okay.
You wake up every day and choose your own life. I don't care what your surroundings are. I don't care how bad your situation can be. Because a lot of people don't know, they look at me now and see I'm successful, but they don't know when, you know, me and my kid's father fell out when I was homeless and didn't have a place to go when I wasn't driving. Yeah. So those are things that you go through and obstacles in life. But it's up to you to set your goals. So if you say, hey, this is where I see myself, go after it. Don't stop. You know, so life is choices.
Okay. No, you're right.
Life is choices.
Right. You kept pushing.
Keep pushing.
Right, so Empress Tax Service.
Yes.
How long you been in business?
I've been in business. I opened up my business in 2018.
Okay.
And it's 2023. So how long is that? 4 years?
Yeah, you've been in for a minute. Yeah.
Almost 5 years.
All right.
Something like that, yeah.
So if I wanted to start my own tax service, how would I go about doing that?
Okay, so if you wanted to start your own tax service, very, very important. First, apply for your EFIN. You go to irs.gov, apply for your EFIN, okay? Go to a place that is close, that is listed within that zip code, and go do your fingerprints to mail in. Also, go register for your PTIN. Those are two different registries on IRS.gov. Everything will be completed through IRS.gov.
Okay.
Once you have your EFIN, once you have your PTIN, you want to start your LLC. Get your EIN, get your business bank account.
Okay.
Once we get that going, you have your tax office. Once you actually get the confirmation from the IRS.
Okay.
So that is the right. So once you pass the background check, and they do a nationwide background, you guys. So even if you put down, they ask you a lot of questions. So you can't lie, because they will run your stuff.
Okay.
So they'll do a background check and everything, and then you'll get a confirmation in the mail saying, congratulations, we have accepted you to be in the tax office, or you've been declined. If you have a felony, don't try.
Really? And
if you have a felony or if you owe the IRS over $10,000, don't try.
Damn, okay. Damn, sorry, felons.
Unfortunately, sorry, guys.
So what were some of your biggest struggles that you faced when you went public?
Some of my biggest struggles when I going public, I would say trying to figure out the social media thing, trying to figure out how to draw in clientele.
Okay.
I don't care who you are when you start a business. Sometimes you don't have clientele right off the bit. You don't. Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
So that was my biggest struggle, because at first I'm like, should I do this or should I not? I was working a full-time job, and I was trying to get my business off the ground. So I'm working, giving somebody else 40, 50, 60 hours of my week. Because I got to pay bills. I got kids.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm trying to get my firm on and off the ground. So trying to clientele and trying to balance the two was pretty rough at first. I had to literally save up enough money and just told myself I had to quit my job to focus on it, to take it to the level I wanted to take it.
Wow, because so
I
wasn't. Cold turkey?
I quit my job. One day I was supposed to go to work. 3 hours before I go to work, I quit.
You ain't give them the 2 weeks?
Nope. God just told me, Bria, it's time. You want to get to a certain level?
Yeah.
It's the time. Do it now. And I've always been a big vibe person, a spirit person. And once your spirit tells you to do something, especially if it's a good intentions, do it.
Yeah.
And look where I'm at 3.5 years after I quit my job, almost 4.
Wow. She just took the risk.
Took the risk.
Okay. I know that had to be tough, because you know, you got 2 kids and stuff like
it
that.
It was. So I was nervous as shit. I didn't have no backup plan, y'all.
I could imagine, yo. Like 2 kids. Because you know, that's usually what stops a lot of people from taking those types of chances, because they got kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you
I would say don't do that. My first year I quit, I made my first 6 figures in 4 months.
From taxes?
From taxes.
What?
And I had the proof to pull it. I could pull it up.
She got the receipts.
I got receipts.
Okay, so what type of services do you offer?
Okay, so being an accountant, of course, we have account management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all my business owners, a lot of them think because they get an EIN and an LLC, that's all it is to run a business. It's more to that.
Okay,
you're going to need a good CPA. You're going to need a good lawyer on your side when you have a successful business. Mm. Okay, a lot of people also think because you get a refund that that's the best time of the year. Real money does not get refund.
Really? Real money? What do you mean real money?
So let me tell you something.
Okay.
If you're looking at the Rockefellers,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at Bill Gates, you're looking at Trump.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people was mad at Trump recently because he had a bomb CPA who was getting him all credits and deductions, and he was really literally playing little to nothing as a multimillionaire. You can't be mad at that.
No, facts.
Once you pay out taxes, that's how you know you hit a different tax bracket.
You
don't want a refund,
taxes.
You guys. A refund keeps you in a certain tax bracket. That means you're low income.
Damn, low income. Wow, I never even looked
unless at it. Unless you have a, like, even if you make six figures, say you make $100,000, right, mm-hmm. a year, but you got a family of five or four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're going to give you credit. You're not going to get as much back. You might not get as much back on child tax credit or EIC because you over a certain tax bracket, but because you're taking care of a family of five on one income, that's why the government will be able to say, hey, we'll give you a little something back as a refund.
Okay.
Let you be six figures single by yourself. Unless you're taking the correct amount of taxes out on your W-4 form, which a lot of people don't fill out correctly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand a W-4 form. They will look at it and say, oh, I'm going to claim dependence in my cell phone here. But they don't realize that when you do that, what you're telling the government is that I want less taxes taken out, more money on my paychecks. And at the end of the year, I will pay back the taxes. So a lot of people who come to me and don't realize, oh, I made $32,000 a year, but you only took $500 in taxes out. You're going to end up owing. Okay. Why they're doing that? Because they're filling out a W-4 form and they're claiming themselves, saying they want more money back on their paychecks. Yeah. Some people have to do that because they have to survive throughout the year.
Yeah.
So I understand that. But the more the correct taxes you take out, the better your refund would be if you are a single person or different things of that nature okay. under a certain AGI.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. That just blew my mind real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a post the other day where they actually was saying that they're trying to put in a vote where they're trying to do away with the IRS and tax filing and things like that. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about it. They're
trying to replace it with like a fair tax.
I looked at it a little bit, but I think I'm not too focused until I see it actually start okay. really kind of okay. going on it, but not so much.
Okay. So what does a person need to know before filing their taxes?
What a person needs to know about filing taxes is very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand? Mm-hmm. Filing status-wise, are you single? Are you head of household? What makes you head of household? A head of household person is a person who's unmarried, who has children. They take care of the house by themselves. That's okay. what get them head of household. Or you married filing jointly. Married filing jointly is someone who's legally married, you guys. Not because you guys live with your baby daddy for 10 years does not mean that you can go and file taxes.
So you can still file head of household even though you're married?
No.
Also, that doesn't apply when you're married.
When you're married, it's supposed to be married filing jointly. Legally, you guys.
Legally.
Legally married filing jointly. If you're married filing separately, that means that you have an active divorce or a separation agreement more than 6 months and you're no longer living in the household together.
Really?
Yes.
So what if I have my business going? I had it before I got wifed up and I want to file separately. That still looks like I'm trying to get a divorce?
No. You can't file separately.
I can't?
No. You'll have to do married filing jointly.
But how would that affect the business? Would it affect the business?
It won't affect the business because really and truly your business taxes should be separate. So if you're doing married filing jointly and say, for instance, unless you're a single LLC member, right? And you're doing a Schedule C and all your business under a Schedule C, then that's different. But if you're an S Corp and you have 1120, then you're going to make that income that you have take away what you're paying yourself personally, and then you'll file your business taxes separately from your personal taxes. But at that time, you should have yourself on payroll, which we'll get into that later on.
Okay. Yeah. No, I thought I had it in a bag. I guess I don't. So who are the tax codes made to benefit?
The tax codes made to benefit? Nobody.
Really?
That's me personally. I think it helps more with nobody.
just from doing my research, I was seeing that the tax codes were made more so to benefit entrepreneurs.
To an extent, yes, and more with money.
Okay. So what's actually a tax write-off?
A tax write-off is things you use or expenses that you use to be able to fund your business. Mm-hmm. So when you hear people say tax write-offs, like, charities, mileage, or you hear, like, you know, phone bills, rent, different things of that nature, those are benefits.
You write-off rent?
For your business, yeah.
Okay,
Hold on. Let me correct that, you guys, because I don't want anybody thinking that you can come on your personal taxes and write that off if you have a business tax return. Okay, right. So the write-offs are more beneficial for business owners. So that way, say for instance, you made $300,000, but mm-hmm. you had $100,000 in expenses. With bank statements and receipts to prove it, you guys, the anything over $10,000, the IRS can't audit you for. So when you go and you do write-offs, make sure you have the receipts to back it up or bank statements to back it up. Don't let nobody get you in trouble doing a whole bunch of write-offs that you can't afford to back up.
Yes.
Okay? So when you come to your CPA or your tax office and you have your, you know, your gas receipts, your mileage log, you have your expenses for office, supplies, mm-hmm. Wages, utilities, charities, if you guys, you know, do charities or churches and things of that nature. Okay. So when you come to me, I'm able to put all those in to help you benefit at the end of the year to either you have to pay less taxes back or it puts money into your pocket. Because some people may take some of their W-2s that they're working and fund their business. So they might say, hey, I have a business where we'll attach it with the personal and the Schedule C. Mm. And then we can get the money back from what they lost within, you know, using their money that they use from their job to fund their business. It's not going to be the full amount. Because okay. some people would think, oh, we get the 100% write-offs, you get the money back. No, not getting it back like that. It's just helping you reduce what you may owe.
Mm. So do W-2 users pay more taxes?
No, I don't think they pay more tax. I think it's equal. I mean, whatever the tax, I think down okay. here is 7%.
Okay.
So everybody will pay.
Kind of close to the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we be using H&R Block?
Can, but I would recommend myself.
Because I know those are like really IRS or government entities, mm-hmm. right? So I don't think they would try to get me back the most return.
They're not. They're okay. going to do everything strictly by the book, strictly by the code. Nothing less, nothing more.
Okay. So what's the best type of investment to actually get the best tax breaks?
Best type of investment to get the best tax breaks, I would definitely say
yes.
vehicles. If you have cars registered in your business name and you use them for your businesses, a lot of people don't know when you build business credit, which okay. we help over here do too as well.
Okay.
When you build business credit and you actually purchase and you get to a tier 4 level and you could purchase a vehicle in your business name and you start saving all the receipts from the mileage and the gas, that helps you out a lot. You can also purchase property in your business name and utilize it, and that will be a tax write-off too.
Okay. So if I'm getting...
So I would say vehicles, supplies, receipts, utilities. If you have like any phone bills in your business name, if you, you know, you pay utilities for your business office or you, any travel, people don't know you could do travel, airplanes for business, cars that you rent. So those are different things that you can actually use to write off.
Okay, no, that's kind of dope. We're going to have to sit down and talk. I'm doing it the wrong way.
But save your receipts, you guys. It's very, very important. Save your receipts as business owners. Document, use your bank. Use your debit, your credit card. You know, get you a QuickBooks. Connect your bank account.
QuickBooks, okay.
You know, that helps kind of keeps up with your books. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the year, you know what you making, where your expenses is going, what, you know, your losses.
Yeah.
It's good to have P&Ls. So you got to definitely want to keep on the profit and losses. So those are, QuickBooks is a good way to do so.
Okay. I heard earlier you mentioned Donald Trump getting away with the taxes. How'd that happen though?
He just had a bomb CPA. They were mad because one year he only ended up paying $700, right?
Yes, I heard
right.
that.
I don't know what tricks his CPA used, and I know it's probably some legal and some illegal that I probably won't talk on the books on here for, but it's definitely ways to get around that.
Okay. Right. We have a
and the Kardashians, they're one of them. They got a church, right? And let me explain to you guys this. This is a bombshell. I'm getting ready to drop on you now. Mm-hmm. The Kardashians have the church. The pastor of the church is the mom's best friend. She writes a check for $1 million every year to the church. What she does with that $1 million, she writes it off. What is it doing? Keeping it safe. Why? She doesn't have to pay tax on that $1 million now.
Wow. Y'all hear that? That's gems right there. Wow.
Okay. A lot of millionaires, they do that. You'd be surprised. When you see them do, we gave this college $400,000 this year, or we do this. Or we
Those
are major write-offs for you guys.
Write-offs. Okay.
Major write-offs.
Okay. Can you get into life insurance to avoid taxes too?
Nah, I mean,
I thought I saw that circulating somewhere.
I don't know about that one, but it's good to get life insurance. Okay. But I don't know being a write-off, but you know, okay, it's okay. Good to have.
Okay. So you can't avoid it just because you did. Okay. Right. All right. So, you know, you got situations like Tyler Perry being owed from the IRS $9 million mm-hmm. and Fat Joe getting his money stolen from his accountant. So yes. Should an accountant have an accountant?
We can if we want to. If you have a good accountant and you shouldn't need to. Uh-huh. I think with Tyler Perry's situation is what he was doing, which was I would recommend anybody who gets a certain amount of money, even including myself, mm-hmm. is that they do estimated quarterly payments where what they do is they figure out, okay, this year I'm going to make $10 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Estimated quarterly payments is broken up every 3 months. You get 4 quarters in the IRS. So they say, you know what? I'm going to make $10 million. So before my tax year hit and we got to go file taxes, we're going to pay, just giving you an example, 1.2 every 3 months. So that way, by the time we file our taxes at the end of the year,
yeah,
either we owe little to none or they owe us a refund for paying too much, right? But it saves you as a business. So you not only are you not behind on taxes,
yeah,
but you're keeping up with what you need to do. Mm-hmm. What his accountants went wrong is he probably was doing estimated quarterly payments and they never was going back and filing it correctly for him to get the money back that okay. he was owed to.
But what would make a person want to like file quarterly? Like I saw that before too.
When you make too much money or you might, are you scared that at the end of the year you might not have all the funds to pay that large amount. So say for instance, I made $100,000 right now. I'm going to be paying about $30,000 in taxes at the end of the year.
Damn.
So sometimes you may not. We'll have that $30,000 at the end of the year, but you know, you can take that $30,000 and break it up over 4 quarters mm-hmm. and make sure you keep up on your payments so you're not getting in any trouble with the IRS.
Okay. All right.
You don't want to be a Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. My boy Wesley. Yeah. Damn, man. Blade,
tax
man.
Evasion. Or you hear like Little Baby. Little Baby, when he did an interview, what was it about? He did a recent interview, actually, where he said, he made all that money and nobody told him that he's supposed to you know, pay taxes on it. So, you know, these are things you want to avoid. So that's why a lot of people do quarterly payments as well.
Okay.
And then you got Steve Harvey's situation, where he was paying his money on time, but the account was cashing the checks and doing what he's doing. Some people don't know to keep the code of CPAs, integrity, trust.
Yeah.
Because the person is trusting you.
Yeah, no facts.
And when you do something like that, and he didn't even know until the dude died.
Yeah.
So wonder if he kept going, eventually he would have been in trouble for something that he thought he was keeping up on. Could he won that case? Yeah, he could have won that case and got himself out of trouble because he has all the receipts and everything to back it up. Mm-hmm. But it's also important, you know, as people, when you're paying people to follow up too, let them, you know, my clients, I send them receipts. If they give me something to pay, whether it's to renew their business online or do the estimated quarterly payments or, you know, pay the state taxes or whatever they want me to do, I immediately give them a receipt afterwards so they know they have that. And they can call and verify.
Okay.
So if your tax professional or your CPA isn't giving you a receipt afterwards, something's not right. They're supposed to give you one to keep one in your file. So if you ever call and be like, oh, I lost it, they have one.
That girl professional. That's what I like.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So should Keisha let Lamar flip her taxes?
No. But you got some girls to be out here doing it. It's the time of the year.
You know?
Don't get caught, ladies. Don't get caught. Baby, let me get that $2,000. I'm going to come back before. Don't do it.
You know?
He ain't come back with it.
Sorry, you know, I just had to ask that. I was just playing around.
I know.
So, like, are audits a good thing or a bad thing?
Audits can be a good thing and audits can be a bad thing. Just because you get audited doesn't mean anything. Sometimes the IRS just randomly picks somebody.
Them or their system?
No, their system can literally just randomly pick somebody and say, you know what? This person, I want you to send an information for. I had it happen to one of my clients recently.
Damn.
He had approved those kids that he's been filing with me for years. Was his kids out the blue.
Hold on. They weren't his kids?
They were.
Oh, they were.
But
okay.
He had to prove, like, I had to help him send in birth certificates and copies of the kids' socials and school statements to show them that he really, and he's been filing for them same two kids for, you know, forever. But the IRS randomly just do it.
I guess because
moms is always used to getting that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's always filed for those kids.
Okay.
Always. Because they have four, so they always split it up.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so she files for, yeah, and then he files for the two. But, okay, you know, we set the paperwork in, everything was cool. They released the other half of his money, he was fine. So it was nothing that I did wrong. That's just the IRS on their own.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
sometimes it randomly happens. Now, if you keep getting audited back to back, then something is wrong.
Yeah.
But to have one audited, it's not too bad. The IRS, you're more a high risk of audit within the first 3 years, but the IRS can audit you up to 10 years. A lot of people don't know that. Wow. So they can go back to a return, which is recently one of my clients who's not my client. She's my first client this year. Shout out to her, but I'm helping her get out of a situation that happened in 2018 that the IRS is hitting her with now.
From her tax affair. So, true.
So you know, be careful. But we do offer audit protection.
Okay.
So when my clients come to me, I do offer that to them, which is a service, you know, that they will pay for. Mm-hmm. But if anything's what happened, they don't have to worry about nothing. Me and the third party company take care of everything. We deal with everything through the IRS, all the communications, everything.
Okay. Yeah, no, because I remember something like that happened to me when I wasn't filing my taxes because I didn't want my baby mama to get the back pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hit me from 2016. Like, yeah, oh, you didn't file.
They just randomly would just pick somebody. So. Mm-hmm. No necessarily mean it wrong, but
can you explain tax planning?
Yes. So tax planning is coming up with an actual tax plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you're coming up with a tax plan, it's just kind of saying, hey, you know what? This is my plan for the year. This is where I want to stay at through the year with my budget and what I want to be on with the end of the year by the time tax time comes.
Okay.
So tax planning is just really just planning throughout that year or in the future on taxes. Try to break it down as lame as I can because I don't really want to use too many big words and people like, what? So I'll be
break out Google, guys.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, we got to get away from that type of stigma, you know? Sometimes we just got to open up a dictionary or look at Google and know what stuff means. You know what I mean?
I'll be trying not to.
Yeah. Are there different seasons for taxes?
Yes, actually, you have your regular filing season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people think that because April 15th is the last day to file, that that's it. No, tax season is all year round, but they do close November 26th until the following year when it's time to open up.
Okay.
For the new tax season where you can actually go and refile. Even after April 15th, the last day, that's the last day to not get penalized if you owe.
Okay.
Not if you're getting a refund.
If you owe.
If you owe. If you're still getting a refund, say for instance, as if, you know what, oh man, I didn't file by April 15th, but I want to go file now and I got my W-2s or whatever, and you get a positive $3,000, they're not going to penalize you for that.
Okay.
But if you owe money to the IRS, you get penalized after April 15th. So you can still file people after April 15th. It's just if you owe money, you get penalized unless you file for an extension till October 15th.
Okay.
And we do that as well. So if you need more time to get money together or you kind of scared to file because you know you're going to owe that money and you don't have it right now, file for an extension to save you from taxes and penalties.
Yeah.
That way, when you do file it, you only have to pay what you owe besides paying all the IRS more money because they're going to hit you with taxes and penalties for filing late.
And I can't use my last pay stub.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. If you have somebody filing your taxes with the last paycheck stub and you get out of there from now, don't say I didn't tell you that because the last paycheck stub is not your actual AGI on there. Your W-2.
What's AGI?
Annual gross income. Okay. And that's what they use to get apartments. When you go get cars, they're looking at how much you make. When you go finance a house, they're looking at your annual gross income, what you total, what you're bringing in before taxes.
Okay.
So your last paycheck stub might not be the accurate amount.
Okay. So no pay stub, guys.
No pay stub. Now, you can use it to probably get a cash advance. But you cannot file taxes with it, okay?
Hold on. So I don't be understanding why people be wanting to get that tax advance. Because I be seeing a lot of tax places.
We
give you 7 bands. We give you 8. But ain't y'all taking that right back once we get the check?
So what happens is a lot of people, especially when they file kids, CTC, so child tax credit, or EIC, earned income credit, okay? They have to wait due to the PATH Act law that's been in place since Obama got in office to protect those credits, to verify that you are allowed to receive those credits, have to wait till after February 15th. So this year, the IRS opens on the 23rd, right? But even though you open on the 23rd, you have to wait to get your money to after the 15th. It's not like right away.
Okay.
So some of the people might have emergencies where they might say I'm behind on bills, or a lot of people do that because they went broke going Christmas shopping, trying to impress other people.
Facts.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
exactly. So then they kind of do the cash advances, which is a good handy because not everybody come in and wants 7,000 because we do up to 7,000. Some people might just say, I just need 500 just to get gas and stuff.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
You know, next one, my rent pays, so I just need two.
Yeah.
Until my money come. And you got some people like, nah, I'm good. I wait till my money come and that's it. So the cash advances is cool because it's not really that you're borrowing money. You're just taking money out your taxes up front and you pay the bank back. So how my program is, everybody's is different. Anything over 2,000, you get charged interest. If it's less than 2,000, they only take out that exact amount.
Okay. So where does the tax company take out their fee? Is it on the back end or do you get paid up front?
No, we take it on the back end. If you're actual e-file, authorized e-file, meaning you actually went through the process that I was telling you about, eFin and things of that nature, you could register and actually take it out on the back end. That's how we partner with major banks.
Okay, so
we partner with major banks that are actually registered with the IRS, authorized by the IRS to be able to do these transactions to get us paid and offer the cash advance. If they are not partnered with the IRS, you cannot partner with them to do these things.
Okay.
So we do have some clients who say, you know what, cool, I can't afford to pay you that $500 right now. Take it out my return. And then you got some clients who say, nah, don't do it because you got to remember, even though we take in the bank charge, they fee to pay middleman. My fee might be $500, but the bank might charge $100 extra on top of my fee because they got to now get you your money and my money at the same time.
Exactly.
So they got to get paid too. So the banks is making money off of the people that we send to them on the back end, whether they do cash advances or not.
Okay. All right. So what's estate taxes?
State taxes we don't have in Florida. And it's a few other states that don't have them as well, like Washington, Alaska, Texas. state tax return is a return that you actually pay the state. So just like how you take out
state
taxes from your...
I meant a state.
It's state or state tax return?
A state.
Taxes. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said it's tax return. I'm like, state tax. State tax is where you... Just like a federal, but okay, never mind.
Okay.
Estate taxes, that's real estate.
Okay. Because I was seeing the situation with, I forgot his name, the dude from Migos. And how he didn't have, like, a will or anything in place.
Yeah.
If he would have done, like, his estate taxes or done something with his estate.
No, that's not more estate taxes. That's more like a will and, like, a living will to be able to delegate where your belongings are going to go to. So if he would have did, like, which I recommend everybody do, a living will as well. So if he would have been able to say, you know what, when I die, I want my kids to get this, my mom to get this, I want this and whatever. So it's not estate taxes, that's a will.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Dara. Okay, I researched that.
Yeah, that's a will. No, that's fine.
Okay. So how differently are earned income and passive income taxed?
Okay, earned income... Okay, let me see. I can break this up. Okay.
In layman terms.
Okay. All right. So, earned income is kind of like it's taxed on, you know, what you earn, right? Coming in.
Yeah.
Everything you got coming in, we're going to tax you, right? Passive. Oh, gosh. How can I break this down? Give me one second.
Okay, she bringing out.
Yes, because I want to break this down the best way for everybody.
Yes.
Let me pull up my little, because I want to make sure, right, because I want to word it correctly to where everybody can actually.
Digest it and comprehend, you know? We're going to bring out that info real quick. It's a lot of gems being dropped here, man.
Okay. All right. So we have your passive income, right, which is unearned income, right, which would be more like from a profit income, a rental income, divided income, royalty income. Those are kind of taxed differently, but the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just two different things. You got one earned income where you kind of more on books, and this one would be more like if you're doing another source of an income side job.
Okay. All right.
So like if you have a side job.
Okay, like a side?
Yeah.
Okay.
So say, for instance, if you're doing this on the side, that'd be a passive income.
Okay.
Okay, but if you're doing this on the books, that'd be an earned income.
Earned income, okay, got it. All right. So does inflation affect our taxes at all?
No.
No?
Actually, it was crazy because COVID, I made more money. I made the most money during COVID. I make money now too, but it's crazy. For accountings and tax, it just went up for us.
Wow. Okay. Because the eggs, man, it's like $10 for a carton of eggs.
I know, right? Remember, you used to get a carton of eggs for 89 cents. Inflation has nothing to do with us. My prices are still the same.
Okay.
I don't raise my prices because everybody's raising rent prices and things like that. You still want to be affordable so you don't lose your clientele.
Okay.
Because what I'm charging now, if I raise my prices now and lose one of my loyal clients, because the next person to charge less than me but could probably do just as good of a job as me, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So you want to keep your prices reasonable still, same way.
Okay. So it's not a good business move to go ahead.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
I mean, you can if you want to, but you're going to lose more clientele than anything.
Okay. So what are some gray areas in the tax world that they don't want us to know about?
Some gray areas in the tax world. Let's see. What's some common errors that people do in the tax world?
Why we should stay away from H&R blocking them.
Common errors. I would say common mistakes. People sometimes, I had a client came to me, he went to somebody else and I caught it on his tax return where they used his, resident alien number from his green card instead of his social. And they filed the taxes on doing it that way. I done seen people mess up people's income, meaning they don't have the correct boxes filled out. They may have put in the wrong number, or it's a lot of common things that could happen in the tax world. That if we don't triple check our work for the client, that it can mess them up later on. So just little errors, filing the wrong form. I had somebody who was a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
You're a corporation, you're not a Schedule C. 1120, you're supposed to file a business return. When you're a nonprofit, you got to file nonprofit.
Yeah.
That's not a Schedule C. And people go in and do the wrong business returns for people. So I done seen that happen. So it's just about, it's a lot of errors that can happen.
Damn. So is debt ever taxed?
Debt, yes. You have a credit card? Well, they'll send you credit card. Like, say you pay off a credit card, and they may send you a 1099 for credit card debt cancellation that you paid it off. And you have to file that form. If you gamble and you win a certain amount of money, they have to give you a W-2G, which is a gamble form. So those are taxable as well. People don't know about that as well. Okay. Grants are not taxable, because I get grants, that a lot.
Okay, I was about to ask. Okay.
Grants are not taxable. They can't make you file taxes on grants.
What about the PPP?
No.
Okay.
And I did a lot of those. I did a lot of those applications.
I did a lot of those.
It made me rich in 2020.
A lot of people getting rich off that.
But you got to do it the right way.
Yeah, yes. Because
now you see a lot of people getting going to jail.
It's crazy.
Because they went to these scammers and people who don't know what they're doing. They're plugging in all type of numbers.
Yeah.
Anything over $50,000, the IRS is going to look at it.
No, facts.
If they're giving you anything more than $50,000, the IRS is going to look at it.
Yeah.
So I mean, what you think that you balling now and you taking that money and buying houses and Lamborghinis and taking trips around the world and eating your best, I don't know how you think that you was not going to get caught. Because the SBA PPP, what they were doing, they were lying and telling them that they had employees. Knowing you ain't never had an employee before.
Yeah.
That's how they was getting those high amounts.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you was a single person or just you by yourself, you wasn't supposed to get more than $20,000.
Okay.
But people didn't care about that. People was more worried about the big bucks.
Yeah.
So they risked everything. I done seen people go to jail for the $300,000,
$400,000.
Guy in Coral Springs by my house, he just got locked up the other day. $28 million, it was for them.
$28 million.
Damn. They got caught up and he got 15 months. I mean, but was it worth it though?
Do they still get to keep the money?
The money, I'm pretty sure they got to pay it back. I don't know how they're going to pay it all back, but they're going to be on the payment plan for a long time. Because I know they ain't got it. They done probably spent it by now. I got to remember, $28 million, that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They probably done spent all that.
No, facts.
But whatever they can go back to, they can always seize their cars and houses and stuff. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they put them on, you got to pay a certain amount of money every month.
Okay, okay. What's an employee retention tax credit?
Okay, so the employee retention tax credit is for my W-2 people. Okay, you fill out a 941 form. Mm-hmm. And then you apply for the tax credit based on what you're doing with your employees and the quarterly amount that you're making with your company with the employees. Okay. So that's what that is for.
Okay. All right. So what would make a person want to do their taxes themselves?
Sometimes they don't want to pay the fee. A lot of people, when they do TurboTax and TaxSlayer and different things, they just don't want to pay another person to do it. But they don't even know that that's not even free. Because after you add on certain forms and different things of that nature, they still charge you too.
Oh, wow.
It's only free for a basic return.
Okay. What would make it a basic return?
Nothing but just a W-2. Say if you wanted to go add on daycare, because you got daycare you want to add on, or if you a Schedule C, or you wanted to go add on some other extra forms, they're going to charge you now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's your best bet to go get you a tax professional.
Basically. Because you're still going to end up spending money regardless.
Exactly. But I don't know why people be tripping, because I'm looking at it like, yo, if you could get me back a good return, why am I looking at how much? Oh, damn, she taking $800. Like, who cares? She's just getting you back more than what this last person can give you.
Exactly.
So when would be the best time to file?
Best time to file? Right away. I mean, as soon as you get your documents filed. I mean, even if the IRS doesn't open, like we have clients coming in now, the IRS is open the 23rd, but some people want to know what my numbers are. Have it ready so that way you can be in the first batch. Okay. So you can file right away. We open, you know, most offices open by January 2nd. Business taxes is all year round. So you do business taxes because you got maybe good report quarterly and things of that nature. So that's all year.
Okay. I was hearing that tax returns or the tax refunds are going to be lower this year.
They are.
How so? Why?
Because the tax credits went back to what the numbers used to be in 2019. So we were getting a lot of COVID credits. So like when Biden was like, okay, we're going to get $3,000 per child, $6,000 per child, it's not happening no more.
Okay.
So because of that, or he was giving like $8,000 for the dependent care when he was doing, you pay for daycare, all that's gone. So now it's back to the numbers it was from 2019, where you only get $2,000 per child if they're under 17. Up to 2,000 is not guaranteed.
Because we're under 17.
Right.
Can you still file for your kid if they're 18, 19? Yeah.
If they're in school, they'll get a...
They have to be in school.
Yeah, they'll be in school. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be in school, but recommend to be in school and get a 1098-T, which is a college tuition form to file for them. Or they may still be in high school, so they still file, or some parents may still be taking care of them. So you can't just not go get the child tax credit, but you'll get a little bit of credit for just having to, you know, still taking care of somebody, but it's not going to be the child tax credit.
Okay. So what's the difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance?
Tax avoidance, you just running away altogether. You just not even trying to pay no type of money. And then tax evasion is filing the wrong information. So, when Wesley Snipes got caught with tax evasion, right? What had happened was he wasn't reporting the correct stuff. And they went back and seen, and he got caught up with that.
So was that something that
you... that means he's trying to evade. So tax evasion means you're trying to, you know, run away from paying the correct amount of taxes.
Okay. So you keep a little money.
Right. Okay. And he wasn't reporting everything correct. Okay. So they hit him with the tax evasion.
Damn. Okay. So I saw you also do business startup services.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So what kind of mistakes can a person make when signing up for an LLC?
A lot of mistakes they may put. Oh gosh, I had somebody forget to completely. Okay, so when you are doing your LLC, they ask you all these questions, they put things down, and then you get here, you put information, you drop down here, and they ask you, are you a manager member, or, you know, are you an ABM and things of that nature, right? People skip over that whole section because they thought that the first section was all they needed to put in, and don't realize that section is mandatory for you to even open a bank account, and skip that whole thing, and now you went and filed, they granted it to you, but now you go open up the bank account, you missed a whole section on there, and now you can't go open it up, which is a real life story what happened with one of my clients, and now you have to go back and now edit it, and then you got to mail it in to get it edited.
Damn.
And it costs you more money.
Okay.
So the common mistakes I see is people don't really know how to actually fill the forms out correctly, or they're not understanding what they're actually putting in.
No, that's
not everybody, but some people don't take the time to read. People rush majority of the time.
Okay.
So when we do our business startup, so we make sure that we actually fill out either your LLC, your corporation. We actually go in and put your EIN. We also help you get your Duns and Brads started. So you get the signal going. And then we give you certain gems as far as, you know, what lenders to use, different things of that nature, what your paydex score needs to be. So we kind of drop gems on that. And then we also give you some good banks to work with so you can open up your business accounts and different things of that nature.
Okay. All right. So what type of taxes would I have to pay if I have an LLC? Is it different from a normal personal?
No. You just pay taxes. So, because remember, we making all our money up front. So you just got to be prepared to pay those taxes at the end of the year or whatever you make it a firm.
Okay.
So it's just not really much of a difference except that you're not taking taxes out as a business owner.
Okay.
Right. Unless you're doing the estimated quarterly payments like I was explaining earlier. But if you're just a single person LLC and you're not making a lot of money, you may make $2,000-$3,000 a year or whatever the case might be, that's totally fine. Still report it. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, you'll pay taxes on it at the end of the year. That's okay. All.
Okay. So what type of document should an LLC have, though?
Documents. So with an LLC, you definitely want to have your LLC. That's one document. And then your EIN. Those are really the two biggest things you need to really have a successful business, to be able to register and do other things.
If you buy yourself, or what if you have like multiple people with you?
Yeah, if you have multiple people with you, everyone should be listed on that LLC or that corporation that you have. Everybody who's a part of the ownership is listed on that LLC. So if, say, for instance, something's happening with you and you in the hospital, but you can't go file taxes right now. You in a coma.
Yeah.
Right? But my business partner can go file those taxes and make sure everything's good because he's listed on there.
Okay.
And then say if there's any loans or grants that's out there, say if it's only one person that can do it, and we don't have everybody who's, you know, you can always have that one person. But it's always good to associate everybody. But, yeah, definitely with the LLC, I would say with your documents, just make sure you have your LLC, your EIN, and be ready to build business credit. Those are the main three things I can definitely say.
Main things, okay. Are there different tax breaks depending on how you have, like if you have an LLC versus like an S Corp?
Yes. Actually, it was so crazy. Let me pull up my PowerPoint because I actually have a PowerPoint.
Oh, she got the PowerPoint. Hold up now.
Oh, gosh. It's funny because I actually...
We in class today.
Yes. I actually teach class on business. I haven't done it in a while. I was doing it, but I've been so busy.
Now, we need more of that out here.
Yes.
I think people want to do business. They're just afraid of making mistakes. They don't know where to start because you can look at a YouTube video and they could explain things, but it's not actually showing you how to implement things. Mm-hmm. We're going to pull up the PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So say, for instance, right, for an LLC, you will be able to write off like your meals, right? Transportation, utilities, travel.
Okay.
Mileage. And for S Corp, meals and lodging, deduction and limited meals, food and beverage expenses, transportation, employee benefit programs, life insurance. So it's kind of like it's different. So with your S Corp, because you got to remember it's an ownership and operation that's not single member.
Okay.
So, and with the S Corps as well, you got to remember a lot of people like the S Corps because, say, for instance, if you wanted to get an investor, mm-hmm. they would invest in the LLC, but with the S Corps, you could take a percentage. So say, for instance, if I wanted like Shark Tank.
Okay, yes.
Majority of the owners on there are S Corp.
Okay.
They want to give up a percentage to make a certain amount of money.
Yes. Okay.
So S Corps is, once you actually start making $80,000 to $100,000 a year, I would recommend you switch from an LLC to an S Corp. Better benefits. Then you put yourself on the payroll. So then that way you start separating the two. So okay. You put yourself on the payroll, you start filing S-Corp taxes on a Form 1120, and you report your income that you made for that business, take out the income that you paid yourself, put yourself on a W-2, take it out of taxes on that, and then you file your personal taxes with your W-2 that you issue from your own company.
Damn, y'all heard it here. She just dropping the jewels for y'all.
So that's what I would recommend. If you make it more than $80,000 on an LLC, now, switch to an S Corp, better benefits.
That's when you know the switch. Okay.
Better benefits.
Okay. So you say you service 50 states.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So how do you know when it's time to expand?
I don't think you know. You just know. I think once your clientele gets to a certain amount, you just know, like, hey, you know what? It's time. Let's make that move. I always advertise from the day when I first opened, even with me not having no clients, all 50 states. Didn't have all 50 states, but I damn near do now.
So you was just putting it out there.
Yeah, putting it out there. Okay. Because you got to remember, with our job, with my system, I could be in New York working like I was last week when I was up there for a conference. And I was working from there, and nobody ever knew I was up in New York working, and they were still getting their information and getting things done. So I could take my laptop wherever I want to with my work.
Okay.
So when you do 50 states, our software allows us to do all 50 states, including the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, which I have clients there as well.
Okay.
So if you have, right, I know, right? So if you advertise correctly and you promote yourself correctly and word of mouth, you'll be able to get clients from out of state. No problem. Because your software, you can process any state, whether they're in New York, Georgia, with a state return or not. If you know how to do taxes and you're good with it, you should be able to do any state with no problem.
So are they able to do their tax return? Because I saw that you have an app.
Yes.
So how do they go about using that? Like,
so what happens is, say if you're out of town or even if you're local, because some of my clients in Miami don't want to drive 45 minutes to my office. So they say, listen, so what we do is we have an app and we actually use our own software this year, which I'm very, very excited. Empress has their own software for sales. So if you guys, any PTIN holders, even holders out there, you're looking for a good software, desktop or web-based, let me know. So with the app, we have with our app, which is Empress Tax Service app, you are able to upload your documents via your phone, and it goes into our system. So you can upload your social, your ID, all your W-2s, input everything you want, daycare forms, everything in there, and it automatically goes in my system. All I gotta do is go in and plug in the numbers, and we're good to go. And it also gives you access on where status you are. So if we gotta complete it, what's your update, if you got a cash advance, if your IRS return has been released, all of that information will be in the app as well.
Wow, okay. That's awesome. You know what I'm saying? You're taking the business to the next level. We like that, the Empress.
Next level.
Yes. What advice would you give a person, like what to do with their taxes if they're trying to level up?
Have a plan. Have a good financial plan. See where you want to be at a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and stick to it. Mm-hmm. So say for instance, like a lot of my people who was getting those $15,000, $16,000, $17,000, $20,000 refunds last year because they was adding on stimulus and child credit that people didn't get and everything like that. If you didn't take your money and do something wise with it, that's on you. But I would definitely say, instead of doing the same thing every year, which nobody can't tell you what to do with your money, you gotta buy a car every year, buy a car every year, you gotta buy new furniture every year, buy new furniture every year, but try to sit here and say, hey, maybe I need to buy something good quality to last me for a while so I could take this money and go do something better with myself. Invest into your kids' IRA accounts, CDCs, you guys, different things of that nature, stocks, make some money.
I heard you say, you just said the IRA accounts. How does that work?
So you can open up an IRA account and you pay it every year, right? And then what they do is they end up matching you at some point when it's time to, you know, cash out. So depending on how long you have it or how long you set it up for, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, or whatever. So say, for instance, every year you got to pay your IRA account $3,000.
Yeah.
Okay, by the time we look up 10 years from now, you then got a savings account of this amount of money, and then they match you on what you put in.
Okay.
Kind of like a 401k.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But is the interest rates better there?
Well, depending on who you going through. So I would definitely just say check out each bank, check out who, you know, and kind of get more information on that, because the interest rate can be almost the same.
Okay.
But just depending on who you are, because a lot of 401ks go through jobs, and if you're not working or you're self-employed like myself, you know, you want somewhere where you could probably put some money up. So definitely just visit your local bank or who you bank with, whether it's Bank of America, Chase. Tell them that you're interested in the IRA program, and they kind of tell you what your interest rates are and different things of that nature.
Okay. So I'm a business owner, right? What are some things that I could write off without the IRS catching feelings?
The things I already listed earlier, we're going to leave it there.
Okay. Right. We'll make sure, you know, before we go, I just want to make sure that any other thing else, none else?
No.
Okay.
Leave it.
You know, we got to try.
Leave a safe zone.
So where do you see the business going?
Right now, I want to start opening. I'm looking into opening 2-3 more locations, but I want to take it out of Florida.
Okay.
I want to open a location in Atlanta. That's my next step that I want to work on now, and I want to work on franchising. The reason why I want to is because I want to be kind of like a H&R Block, but Black owned.
Okay.
And I want to bring a couple more CPAs in with me and kind of have that on hand, which makes us different. So I kind of want to start franchising, and I've been looking into that. So that's where I see Empress at. I want to see Empress in a few major states, Georgia, New York, Texas, California. So I kind of see myself kind of maybe even up North Florida. I want to hit, like, you know, Orlando area, Tampa, yes, Jacksonville, put a location up there. So I see myself really just franchising out.
Okay. That's awesome. I see your firm is all female.
Yes. Okay. All female.
How'd that work out?
Hey, actually, we get along. Big up my team, Monique, Mary, okay, Delisa, Tammy. I love them to death. They're amazing, beautiful, gorgeous African-American women, smart, intelligent. They've been with me. One of them been with me almost, 4 years? The other one's 2.
Since the beginning.
Yeah, so we, you know, loyal. It's all female, but I love it. We all bring our own personality, our own different tastes, but it just works.
Okay.
You know, sometimes that's, I think, dope, once you get the correct people around you and the good vibes, it, yes, just works.
Yeah.
It just works. Everybody's like, wait, you guys don't get catty? We want some men. But it's for like, man, I want to learn how to do taxes. Man, I don't want to get no money. I be advertising. would I be hiring? Hey,
man, no. Money.
Because I be advertising hiring. When I be, you know, and when I be hiring, it's like I had a couple of men reach out to me, but they never follow through.
Okay. So when you say you're hiring, do you already have to, like, is there like a process that you got to go through?
Yes.
That teaches?
When I hire you, you don't have to know how to do. You don't have to know anything about taxes.
Really? What?
I will train you to the T on how to do taxes.
Shit. Okay, you got a link in the bio?
Yes, I have a link in the bio.
I talk great taxes. Okay.
So I would teach you exactly how to do taxes. To, you know, learn everything in and out, what to do, how to do it, different deductions, credits, laws, everything. So you'll take a class with me for a month, and okay, I will teach you everything you need to know.
Okay, yo.
So you don't have to do it. And, yeah, I will get you registered with the IRS, everything.
I like that. Y'all heard what she said, right? So we about to get this I Talk Great Taxes
going. There we
on
go.
With the Empress. Oh, me God. Yeah, see me how I said. This was so lovely. I so appreciate you for coming on and dropping all these gems. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
All right. You can find me on Instagram at Empress Tax Service 19. Facebook, same way, Empress Tax Service 19. Twitter, Empress Tax Service. We are located at 7411 Northwest 57th Street in Tamarack, Florida. Again, if you do not want to come in person, we do offer virtual and same day appointments, and we're open 365 a year. And yes, we can assist you with prior years as well.
Wow, prior years. Yo, y'all heard that, man. Y'all better click the link in her bio. She is not playing. Well, thank you very much.
It was
a pleasure to have you up here. I'm going to get in touch with you about that tax services for real.
There we go. I love it. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having me.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray, and I'm out of here.